You talking to me? Surely you jest. I thought I made myself perfectly clear. Get on out the door. Listen, hon, read my lips. Get out my face. Get out my house. Get out of my life. Huh. Better start packing your garbage. Excuse me, I mean your luggage. That's right. Take your clothes off the closet and leave the hangers. And if you think you're leaving here with that stuff I bought you for your birthday, like that Gucci wristwatch, you are sadly mistaken. I want every single item back so I can take it back to the store and get my money back on you. That's right. I wash your clothes. I cook your food, and I even cleaned up after your tacky little friend. Not no more. And your mama wouldn't even do that for you. She'd stick you in a cubicle and call it a room. Come in here all hours of the night, crawling in my bed, trying to wake me up. And what am I supposed to do, just turn over and oblige? Not here, darling. Not no more. I don't know what other woman you've been dealing with. They were fools. Not this girl here. When you wanted me up, I was up. When you wanted me down, I was down. And when you wanted it around, it was around. And what did you do for me? Nothing. Did you hear me? No thing. Come on, hurry up and pack your stuff. I'm getting ready to go out. The girl's coming to pick me up. And we're going to boogie, boogie, boogie down. That's right. Go on, boy. I'm sick and tired of this. Coming here, treating me any way you want to, talking all kind of garbage to me, treating me like a dog. Not anymore. I am not just an obstacle. Stop. Don't think you can sweet talk your way out of this. I hate to see a grown man bed. Hey, baby, you missed a spot. Who says you can't teach an old dog new tricks? Jump.